Hello, hi, this is Paul Slatkis. This is Good News. Hey, all right, goodnewsbroadcast.com. Hello, audience, and thank you very much for tuning in once again. Here we go. A lot of great show today, important people sharing important information and fun information. We're going to have a kind, loving, caring show as we have for so many years. People just doing good, wanting to share their good news with us and our Good News Planet.tv and our Peace Day activity. So thank you very much for tuning in. And we're going to go right from here. I want to give a synopsis of what today's show is going to be. We're going to show some of the videos, you know, that people have been sending me. I have one from Errol Rappaport, who's one of the kings of comedy in the sense of finding the greatest, funniest, and or entertaining videos that anybody could ever ask for. And another gentleman, Home Stoner, sent me something, and I'm crazy about both of those guys because they have just great sense of humors. Then what? You know, we've decided to just extend a little bit of our Earth Day. And so, with that knowledge that every day is Earth Day, and you see all those Earths over there, we're into the Earths, we're into that mindset, and the importance of being kind to our Mother Earth planet. And so, we've extended, we're going to do a couple more shows and share a few more of the wonderful people that we've had a chance to be involved with over the years. Regarding Earth and Jane Goodall, for example, and Pete Seeger in the Clearwater organization, Laura Seidel with her Captain Planet organization, some community gardens, Jane Fonda, and something that they've been involved with a program that's actually going on, just finished, but they'll hopefully have a repeat, so you'll be able to go watch it on the Peace Channel, another organization that we like. We'll have some faith here, like we always do, to start off with. We're going to have a video about Ramadan, what that actually is, for knowledge sake, as well as Claire will do some of her wonderful yoga and share that with us. And we'll go to Louis Armstrong in our movie, Woodstock Forever, because he has a piece here that I don't think very few people have heard, let's put it this way, in which he talks about Mother Earth. And so we have a lot of good things to share. I'm going to flip the camera around. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. But it did this time, which is good. And we're going to go to a little bit of a dance routine here, because this dance routine is pretty cool. And here we go. Oh, I got a double click. You know, it is a double click story. Okay. Thank you. Now, that is one great video. It's on YouTube. And thank you for sharing it with us, Errol Rappaport, who has some of the greatest content. Thank you for that. You know what? I have another great piece of work that this is kind of a little funny kind of little thing where I'd like to share it because it's kind of cute. We'll go for it. What a nice little girl, huh? Anomaly. And I choose you. In 100 lifetimes, I choose you. In 100 worlds, I find you. Okay, there's an interesting perspective of life. you know, everybody's getting these great videos. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to okay. We were gonna go to, you know, let's talk. Let's hear from Pete Seeger because he is just such an environmental king who's meant a lot to us over the years. Because we've been fortunate enough to have him as a friend.
We can learn how to communicate with people we think we disagree with. I honestly believe that if the world is saved, it's going to be saved by tens of millions of
things. But a little girl.
Hello, this is Donna Stein with New York City Friends of Clearwater, founded by Pete Seeger, the legendary folk singer, and also environmentalist. Over 40 years ago, he realized this river was not the river he played in when he was a child and not the river he wants his grandchildren and the children of the earth to play in. So he formed he built the Clearwater Ship, which brings school groups all year round on the water. New York City Friends of Clearwater is living that legacy for Pete now, saving the environment for the children.
I believe in getting involved in your home community, whether it's a neighborhood in a big city or a small town like this.
Okay, so, you know, Pete and the organization is a wonderful. I suggest if you ever want to take a nice trip or the Clearwater and you would like to get involved with the Clearwater, just let me know because I'm involved with it and I have been involved with it for a long time. And I've been happy for that to be because they're just a great organization. Talking about another great organization is a great person doing good things is this young lady.
I think nature is my symbolism for peace. And now this tree stands as a symbol of what nature and us can do together to heal the world. But we've got to work much harder. We must respect each other, no matter what country, religion, or culture. But we must respect the natural world. And unless we can interact better with the natural world in more harmony, world peace will be impossible, because if you lose water, if the climate changes, if the whole world is polluted, how can there be peace between men?
Water your roots with peace. Water your roots with love and peace.
Okay. Jane, we've made a few shows with. Been fortunate enough to be able to do that. All right, here's talking about the wonderful world, you know, in our movie, Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. This comes from the section on hope, and this is a great, we ask people to say, what's the name of that tune? So here's one, but this is a little bit more involved, so this commentary that's shared here.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, hey, Pops, what do you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them walls all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we're doing to it, and all I'm saying is see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a guesser. That's what old Pops keeps saying. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Dedicate this to my boy Frank, fixing my car for 20 years, 30 years. Oh, the little bugs out in where is it? Oh, this is good too.
In 1969, engineers put the first man on the moon. Everyone looked up at the sky in awe. But if you're an engineer, you look in awe at those men and women in the room, because they did it with technology less powerful than any smartphone. Think of that. It's what inspires us all to get there first. I became an engineer because of them. Now I'm part of the team at Verizon, building an incredibly powerful 5G experience for America. We call it 5G Ultra Wideband. It's wider for ultra-fast speeds and ultra-low lag times. When I think of it, I think of what people might do with it. I think of where people might go with it. I think of them.
Boom. Okay. And let's pray that the 5G is safe. And so, obviously, we have a lot of good content here. I want to just mention a couple things. This was an event that did occur that you might want to catch up on. Join EarthX Women Celebrating Earth Day. That just happened, actually, this event. It premiered on the 22nd yesterday. And then they did a beginning Thursday from 12 to 12:30. So if you go here to this organization, peacechannel.com, you can probably see what did occur. All right. Also, our friends Andrew Kane and the whole group there, they did something good last night for the International Day of Earth Day. Okay, we're going to go to this piece now. This is a part of Laura Seidel's Captain Planet, who we like. And here's a little book, and someone's going to read it from a community garden.
Hi, this is Jenna Mobley, the Director of Education for Community Farmers Markets based out of Atlanta, Georgia. Today, we are going to read Jack's Garden. It's one of my favorite books about the plant life cycle, starting at the soil, and then the seeds that Jack plants, and then the rain comes, and then those seeds grow up to seedlings, and they have buds and blossoms, and the insects come, and the birds come. And I love that it has a rhythm as well. By the end, you'll get a hang of the repeated lines, and you can read along that made up the garden that Jack planted. Enjoy! Jack's Garden by Henry Cole. This is the garden that Jack planted. This is the soil that made up the garden that Jack planted. These are the seeds that fell on the soil that made up the garden that Jack planted. This is the rain that wet the seeds that fell on the soil that made up the garden that Jack planted. These are the seedlings that sprouted with the rain that wet the seeds that fell on the soil that made up the garden.
Since I'm Jewish, it sounds like a Passover Seder.
These are the plants that grew from the ceilings that sprouted with the rain, that wet the seeds that fell on the soil that made up the garden that Jack planted.
So true. This is the reality.
The buds that formed on
I'm going to show you in the backyard shortly.
The seedlings that sprouted with the rain, that wet the seeds that fell on the soil that made up the garden that Jack.
Om Shanti Om. We are one. And we're one with the plants and animals.
These are the flowers that blossomed from the buds that formed on the plants that grew from the seedlings that sprouted with the rain, that wet the seeds that fell on the soil that made up the garden that Jack planted.
This is good.
These are the insects that sip nectar from the flowers, that blossom from the buds, that formed on the plants, that grew from the seedlings, that sprouted with the rain, that wet the seeds, that fell on the soil, that made up the garden that Jack planted. These are the birds that chase the insects, that sip nectar from the flowers, that blossom from the buds, that formed on the plants, that grew from the seedlings, that sprouted with the rain, that wet the seeds, that fell on the soil that made up the garden that Jack planted. And this is the garden that Jack planted.
Yay, Jack! Okay, he also had a beanstalk. Well, cool stuff, cool stuff. That's nice. Now, let's get out of there, and thank you very much, Laura Seidel, for sending that to me. I think what we're going to do now is take a moment to do a little yoga with Claire, because Claire helps us with our breathing.
Two breaths in through the nostrils and two breaths out through the nostrils has the same benefits as breath of fire. This breath also can help you get upstairs fast without getting winded. So you would match each breath to the step, but first, let's just review and do the breath together. So it's like this. Okay, so let's do this together. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, inhale, exhale, exhale. In, out, out. In, out, out. In, out, out. Tongue at fire point. And inhale. And exhale.
Thank you, Claire. Okay. So you can go to hear Claire, remember, or have her teach you if you're in the New York area. She's in New Jersey at the American Yoga Academy. Well, we had a lot of wonderful people doing a lot of wonderful things here today. I'm happy that we had an opportunity to share them. Let's take a moment here and go to, let's see if we still have that here. You know, I just thought it would be interesting to learn a little bit about Ramadan in that it is occurring this evening. Hey, Chris. Okay. Hopefully fasting will be easy for everybody who's involved with Ramadan. Okay. I'd like to just at this moment take a moment and read something from the Talmud. And I read it yesterday. I can't seem to find the the script right now. I have a little book with all those. But contemn no man and consider nothing to be impossible. Let's go to the peace prayer plant since we're doing environmental kinds of things. Condemn no man. Consider nothing impossible. For there is no man who does not have a future. Okay? That's so. And that applies to Mother Earth. In essence, we all pollute. And it's hard to say you're more of a polluter than another person is. Because somebody actually buys things that sometimes people create, like oil and electricity, so on and so forth. So the environment is a serious issue. There was a great show on Channel 13 last night. I suggest for you to go look with David Attenborough, and they do such a great job. One of my alma maters, I love them. And, well, this is what it is. We're just going to end up with, right now, a prayer from St. Francis, because I feel that this always applies to everybody. And I've used it. I also offer my services as an interfaith minister, should somebody have a need. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understand, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is dying that we are born to eternal life. The reason why I messed up there is because I decided that I want to show one more time this great video. Sent to me by Al Rappaport. Thank you. And we're going to just show this one more time because this is just, I don't know, just, it says a lot of our lives, especially musically and dancily. You know that word, dancily. It's related to something else. Okay, how good is that? That is pretty darn good. No doubt about it. You know, and I'm going to end just with one Women's Liberator video that I think is appropriate, even though what are we talking about now? We're talking about Earth Day. So let's see if I can find that, unless I can't find it right now. A little hard to see. Born to be alive. Oh, I guess maybe I erased it. So we will just end. You know what? We'll end with this one. All right. It's another something that was sent to me by Ellen and Dalek, who is a good friend, a great friend from my high school days. So the best years to be born in the history of Earth. And we got to experience it all. Thank God for all the times, the adventures, wars won, technology developed, generations after future generations will never experience what we did, what a generation we turned out to be for those born between 1925 and 1955. The end of this email is a quote of the month by Jay Leno. If you don't read anything else, please read what he said. To all the kids who survived the 30s, 40s, and 50s, first we survived being born to mothers who may have smoked or drank while they were pregnant. They took aspirin, ate blue cheese, dressings, tuna from the can, and didn't get tested for diabetes. Then after the trauma, we were put to sleep on our tummies in baby cribs covered with bright-colored lead paint-based paints. We had no childproof lids on medicine bottles, locks and doors on the cabinets. And when the roller rode our bikes, we had baseball caps, not helmets, on our heads. As infants and children, we would ride in cars and no cars. Well, let's see what he says later on. You can read most of this. But let's face it that a lot of these things are by far smartly repaired and fixed. Of course, most of us are hopefully still here. But things do happen, and a lot of those things are problematic, and that's why we made change. So congratulations if you're aware we're some, and if you're with us, we love that. And I think this is the Jay Leno had to say, quote of the month, with hurricanes, tornadoes, fires out of control, mudslides, floods, severe thunderstorms tearing up the country from one end to another, and with the threat of the bird flu and terrorists, attacks. Are we sure this is a good time to take God at a Pledge of Allegiance? Okay. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We had a great show today. And I hope that you enjoyed it. Because I did. And we're going to go take a little walk outside for a second. Just to, you know, I'm going to see if we can just play this one more time, since we had it already. Give me 1 second. Steve Israel, he owned the One Times Square building.
Germany, wherever they might be. For our generation, and carry this play with Jimi Hendrix at the original festival. We plan to carry them back to Woodstock. A sacred ground.
This is from our Woodstock Forever movie.
Americans. There's never been a battle fought for 2,000 years on that ground. We will replant these boughs, rekindle this spirit for our generation, and carry this flame for the next 20 years.
All right, so in the movie we have named that tune. There's a hope song.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, hey, Bob's, what do you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we're doing to it, and all I'm saying, and see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a guesser. That's why old Pops keeps saying. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Every day's Earth Day.
For me and you, and I
use less.
Experience for America. We call it 5G Ultra Wideband. It's wider for ultra fast speeds and ultra low lag times. When I think of it, I think of what people might do with it. I think of what people might go with it. I think of them.
Boom. Okay, so much good technology. So many people are doing wonderful things. We're going to go take a little bit of a little walk. We've nonsense three, you know. We've done about 20, 30 shows. We've done, in addition, 5,000 good news shows on our goodnewsplanet.tv. Okay, so we're talking about the Earth, and we read that little story about how underneath there's the dirt, and then there's the moss, and then underneath the dirt there's animals, and then there's China. All right, so let's be cautious and careful. That, they say, is a wee tree. That's the tree that grows in Brooklyn, the ailanthus, or the shun tree, it's called in Asia, in China. I don't know why they call it a wee tree, but I know it's a very strong tree. You see those little plants up there in the middle? Those actually come. Those are part of the babies. And later on, all the babies fall down and we have little new plants growing, just like the Pachysandra over here. Okay? They multiply. Just on their own, the seeds. Our magnolia was beautiful. The ferns, they keep going as well. So it's all nice, beautiful, little fresh air. It's a little cool day here in New York. 7 o'clock if you're around. We usually come out here. We go to the Museum of Natural History down the street there. That guy in the corner there in the white, he escaped from the museum. But I've been feeding him. The vegetarian, you know, the, I don't know if you know that, but they were Cyndi Lauper's one of her videos. Those are her flamingos. Okay, so that's good. All right, thank you. Appreciate that you've been watching. I'm gonna go inside. I've been playing a song or two on the piano or on the saxophone. This runs by the sun, okay? By the sun, a lot of good sun stuff. Let's use more sun. We're all in it together. The more sun we use, the less gas and oil. And remember the important thing. This is actually, that's the most famous picture of the world. It is the world. It's the blue marble. And that was from Apollo 17. You are loved. And save a little when you can. There's no doubt that that can be helpful and take stress out of your life. May peace prevail on earth is crucial. Okay, so I'm going to play a song just because I thank you all for tuning in. And I usually go to Louise Hay and I read something here. I am constantly moving forward in the direction of my goals. I don't know if I figured out all goals, but I know I like to just share the most I can with whoever I can, whenever I can. And I love to share what people are doing. So please send us some of your stuff. please. Thank you very much. Peace on Earth. Be kind to our Mother Earth planet. Thank you very much for tuning in. Welcome to my house. Let's have a barbecue. And we pray for all those that are in stress and in pain. We pray all the time, hopefully, that people can deal with these difficult scenarios, of which there are and have been and always, unfortunately, probably will, because we just plain old don't live forever. That's the bottom line, until they figure out that pill, right? Okay, and let's pray they come up with a vaccination here quickly so we can all get back to our regular way of life. Thank you very much.